Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. You know, on today's show, I've got a special guest. This gentleman started investing in real estate back in the around the 2008 timeframe. And for those of you that recall 2008, not only was it a difficult time for real estate because the government had taken all the security measures out of lending and it was literally the wild, wild west, but the stock market had issues too. And there were a lot of people that lost a lot of money at that time frame. And I'll tell you, there's people that lived through that time frame that had this false belief that investing in real estate is very risky. And I'm here to tell you, there are risks involved with investing in real estate. But when you take a step back and you look at what those risks are and you educate yourself, and you surround yourself with like-minded individuals that are focused on achieving success, and then you add mentors that have been there before you that are going to help you along the way, it really goes a long way to mitigating those risks. And my guest today, John, started in real estate investing in 2008 as the market was starting to melt down. And here's the big twist. John was 18 years old, right out of high school, hadn't gone to college. His father basically said, look, we've got a pot of money here, and you have a decision to make. The decision is this. Take this pot of money, go to college, and spend all of that money. And then when you come out of college, you can do what everybody else in society does. Go to work or somebody else and work very, very hard. Work, you know, 30, 40, maybe 50 years. And hopefully along those lines, not only will you have made a decent income with, you know, raises along the way, but there might be a retirement safety net built in. In other words, maybe they'll give you stock options, or maybe they'll contribute to a 401k, or they'll just make a 401k available to you. Or maybe, like me, you might be eligible for a pension. Well, John chose the other route. John chose to take that bucket of money and invest in real estate at the ripe old age of 18. Now, let me fast forward a couple of years to today. John has done incredibly well, and we're going to get into the story of his background and how this all came about. But as of today, John owns well over 1,000 units of commercial real estate. And this commercial real estate is in the form of residential real estate. In other words, he owns apartment communities. He owns some by himself, and he owns many with a lot of other investors that put their money to work with him because they know that he understands how to correctly invest. And along those lines, he has made some very significant returns for not only himself and his family, but for those investors that came alongside of him. Along the way, John decided he was going to give back. And right now, he currently serves at the ripe old age of 32 as the president of the Houston Apartment Association. So he's literally the guy at the very tip of the spear, helping many, many other people understand the craziness that we've gone through over the last year and providing leadership that is dedicated to helping them navigate the troubled waters and to come out the other side in a much better position. So with no further ado, what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring John on right now. And hey, John,
Happy to be here, man.
I am so glad that you're giving us an hour of your precious time, because you know time is very precious, is it not?
It sure is.
So let me take you back to the ripe old age of 18, and when your dad proposed to you this concept of maybe starting a business, investing in real estate, or going to school, what was going through your mind?
Well, you know, growing up, I was homeschooled through high school. And so still very comfortable being outside the box, but at, still it was different. It was scary. It's not what a lot of my other peers were doing. But at the same time, being plugged into lifestyles, I could see that alternate map or that alternate route through life, and it was very, very intriguing. I didn't especially love studying, so that wasn't a draw for me necessarily, but it was a big launch, but I'm thankful that I was given that opportunity at the young age of 19, 20 years old, when it was a big risk, but I didn't have much at risk. There didn't have a family to provide for at the time. I didn't really know much better, and so that was a good time in my life to take that risk, but it has paid out very, very well. We've been very blessed with a lot of help from a lot of people.
So I take it you didn't go about this on your own. You had a lot of other people absolutely helping you along the way. And in doing so, what kind of help did you receive?
Lots of it. And so, you kind of mentioned where we're at now with the, 1,258 units, 5 apartment communities, president of Houston Apartment Association. But it's so important to go back and kind of remember what things were like. 10 years ago when I bought my first apartment community with that college fund like you were talking about, and those were some very different times. The market was very, very difficult, and right, the 2008 financial crisis, and I will be honest with you, I didn't love the business, didn't love going to work every day. I absolutely love what I do now, and I'm talking about that for a long time, but it was hard at the beginning, grinding that out through the recession going to that apartment community every day and working in the office and, servicing the residents when they had a maintenance issue, which isn't the way everybody has to do it by any means. But, as with wanting to learn the business, that's the route I decided to take. And it wasn't fun every day. In fact, it wasn't fun most days. But the incredible amount of help and guidance I got from the members at Lifestyles is what really was the key piece of the puzzle for me. And be able to call on them and get that inspiration and that help and guidance and see where the map ended was huge.
Man, that is awesome. Stick around, because I've got more information coming from John, and you want to hear it.
My friends, how many of you out there right now believe you have a plan? I followed the conventional plan for years, and then the conventional plan blew up in my face. I wonder how many of you can relate to that exact same thing. The real question is, how many of you have actually figured out how to turn that thing around and make it happen?
Do you have a plan? Lifestyles Unlimited has one for you. It's worked for countless others. Retire in 5 years or less. Come learn more. Join us for our live online workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. So if you're just joining us, I have John on the show with me. And John's been a member of Lifestyles Unlimited since, I don't know, I think way back in 2007. To be honest with you, he's been a member of Lifestyles Unlimited 10 years longer than I have. So he's seen a lot of things occur in the real estate sector, specifically in the residential income producing sectors. And John got started with real estate pretty much in the multifamily space. I mean, he's owned some single family properties, but the bulk of his assets are multifamily apartment communities. And real estate has a tendency to be cyclic. In other words, it tends to go through periods of growth and periods of decline and periods of recovery over a period of time. And along those lines, John got into the real estate business back in, the 2008-2009 timeframe, when properties were devaluing. People were doing a little thing called jingle keys, meaning they bought these properties that they really had no business buying. The floor kind of fell out of the valuation, and these owners were literally taking the keys of the house, dropping them in an envelope, and then sending them back to their mortgage lenders and saying, "I'm done, I'm walking away," which caused a huge domino effect in the real estate world. Now, I'm a firm believer that John was able to take advantage of some of the opportunity that arose from that situation. And as such, he bought an apartment community. And he learned, literally from the inside out, how to operate that property. And he said in the last segment, I'll tell you what, there were some rough days. There were some absolutely rough days. But he also understood that he was getting an invaluable lesson that you just can't go out and buy a book and obtain. I mean, he was getting real on-the-job training. But he wasn't going alone. He had many, many people that were interested in helping him succeed. So, John, do you want to pick up on your story from where we left off in the last segment?
Sure. Yeah, like I said, I was running that apartment community, which is 50 units in a not-so-great part of town, which made for some difficult operational times. But to have that guiding light through the mentors and the contacts I made at Lifestyles was invaluable. So I had operations consultants who are on the team at Lifestyles, but even more than that, the other members of the group that I had met through the different events and road trips that were so much farther down the road than I was and experienced than I was, and so willing to help me and share their knowledge with me. And I would call them almost daily with whatever issues came up that day in the business. And that was an incredible resource that really just leapfrogged me through the business so much quicker than I would have been able to otherwise. And so anytime I really anything about accounting questions and team member employee issues, how to fire somebody, how to hire somebody, what vendors to buy equipment and supplies from, how to format an email signature line. I mean, I'm talking everything under the gambit. There was somebody I could always call that would take my call and then give me some great advice, and then I would turn around and go do exactly what they say and then do it again the next day. And so that just built my experience and my network and my contacts so rapidly at the beginning that really just fast-tracked my career to be able to move on to syndicating larger deals and growing my business to where it is today.
So how did you eventually get out of the woods, so to speak, with that particular property? I mean, at what point did you get that property to where it needed to be, and how long did it take you to get there?
So that particular deal, we purchased it in kind of 2007 or 2008, I think, really right before, like you mentioned, the bottom fell out of the real estate valuation market. And I was able to operate that and keep it just barely profitable through those hard times. And we kind of set a goal that said, hey, this was unfortunate timing, but I mean, what other industry or investment can you mess up the market so badly on and then put an inexperienced operator in there to run it, which was me, and not lose your shirt? And I just don't know. And so this was even though it was not a, testimony of a deal or a legendary deal, it kind of is in that, we almost did everything, not wrong, but, unfortunate as far as the timing of the market and my experience running in there, and still didn't lose everything, which is incredible. So we kind of said, as soon as we can get sell the deal for what we bought it for right before the collapse that we would, which took about 3-4 years. But more importantly, in the meantime, I took the experience and the contacts and everything that I got from that initial property and then was able to translate it and take advantage of the new lower prices in the market and buy a deal every, about 18 months starting in 2012. Many of those deals, especially that first one I bought in 2012, been phenomenally successful in the complete other end of the spectrum from that first initial property.
I just kind of wish I had been a member of Lifestyles Unlimited back then, and I had gotten to know you, and I had the opportunity to watch you go through that. And to be honest with you, I would have loved to put some of my hard-earned money to work with you, because you were doing absolutely everything correct from a Lifestyles Unlimited perspective. I mean, you were following the map. You were engaged in the business. When you realized you didn't know something, you stepped probably a little bit out of your comfort zone, and you contacted people that had more experience. You sought out the assistance came, and I got to believe that that only reinforced those relationships that, that you had at that time, and you probably still have those relationships today.
Absolutely, yeah. Many. The large majority of those investors in that first deal that I syndicated continued to invest in all my subsequent deals, and it's been it's a lot of fun when you can kind of build those relationships that are also business relationships and friendships at the same time.
So, what's your current goal? I mean, where are you trying to get to today with your business?
Yeah, so right now today I have five apartments. Communities totaling 1,258 units. And I would love to continue to slowly grow and acquire more deals and get about double the size we are now, somewhere in that 2,000 to 3,000 unit range, maybe, I don't know, 10, 12 properties, somewhere in there. And then I'll probably buy and sell at, to maintain that level. I don't want to get too much bigger than that because, one of the more rewarding thing about doing what I do is being really in touch with our team members who work on site at the properties and treating them well, providing them a place where they're rewarded for their work and given the tools they need to achieve their potential. They're known by their leaders, including myself. And so I don't want to get to a point where I am not intimately familiar with all of them and friends with all of them and know them all well. And it's too big that we lose our culture. That's what's really set us apart in the industry is our unique company culture at my company. And I don't want to do anything that would jeopardize that.
Yeah, that is very wise. When we come back from the break, I'm going to ask him what the future looks like. Stick around.
It comes a point in time every now and then when the world flips upside down. And during that time, you have to come up with a decision in your life. How are you going to go through this? How are you going to work your way through this process that has no end? So what do? The first thing I need you to understand is that almost every entrepreneur out there makes it big when something bad happens. I tripled my net worth between 2008 and 2010. 10 years straight increase in value. It makes us all look like geniuses when everything goes up for 10 years straight. But now we're at the point where we can find out who's good again. And you need to be in there. Because why? Because I tripled my net worth in 2 years. You can do it too, if you know what to do. You need to get into Lifestyles right now.
Join us for our free live online workshop. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. So if you're just joining us, I have John on the show today, and John's been a member of Lifestyles Unlimited since 2007. He's seen a lot in his days of membership in our organization. I mean, he's been a member for almost 14 years. And, when he started in the business, he started at a time that was, a very challenging and a difficult time. But because he had the benefit of a solid education, he had the benefit of outstanding mentors, he had the benefit of like-minded individuals that he could reach out to for assistance when he needed it, he made it. He made it through a difficult time. And the rewards for doing that have been, incredible. I mean, John has built a very wonderful business. He owns over, I think it's like 1,250 approximately units of apartments. And life is very good for him. But I'll tell you what, life doesn't come without its own set of challenges. And we saw these challenges hit our country last year. Trump came on TV and said, hey, we're going into a kind of a lockdown. And the Surgeon General came on TV and said, this is how you make a mask in case you can't get to a mask. And then from there, it just seemed like the wheels were coming off the cart. But along those lines, I made a point earlier in the show where I said, I think real estate is cyclic. And I believe that, recently we've kind of gone through a cycle change, but this cycle is a little bit different. I mean, both of the events, the one that started in 2008 and the one that started in 2020, they were all started by, well, the government. I mean, let's just call it where it is. And then we as citizens in the United States who are working towards our futures, we have to work within the confines that the government puts in place. John, what's your perspective with regards to what we're going through right now in relation to what you went through back in 2008, 2009?
Well, it certainly feels different. I feel like the recession in 2008 was a little more, you know, market driven or just kind of a little more economically driven. And this one was in 2020 was more of a blindside hit. Yeah, that was these government lockdowns and shutting down of businesses and it came on very, very rapidly. And so it's been different in that it's just so many of it's regulatory driven and nobody knows how much the economy is ready to jump back as soon as it's allowed to. But I would say that there's some similarities in all cycles in that, being informed and up to date with the latest legislations and ordinances out there is very, very important. And those who are able to pivot and shift their operations, their focus rapidly, are going to be able to take advantage of the opportunities that no doubt present themselves. But more than anything, from a more of a big picture standpoint, I'm very happy to be in the investment space that I am, with the what you would call more Class B and C apartments. So apartments are rated or based called Class A, or your really nice ones that are more have luxurious amenities and are a little higher priced. And Class B would be a little step below that, maybe not quite as many amenities, but still very, very nice. Class C is just kind of your bare bones, clean and functional apartment community. And you can get into Class B below that. Well, most of my communities are in that Class B and Class C space. And the thing that gives me confidence is there's always going to be demand for clean, nice, affordable housing solutions. And so I'm going to call it recession proof, but it's recession resistant and it's inflation resistant, because when times are good, you have people who are getting married and need a place to live or wanting to move into a cleaner, safer, nicer place to live, and you have that upward pressure. When times are a little tighter, kind of like they are now, you have people looking for a more affordable option, and maybe they don't need all the highest end amenities, and so you have downward movement from the Class A into the Class B and C. And so no matter where the economy shifts, we always have demand for our product in that Class B of multifamily apartment space. And so there may be some turnover, which may, as people move in and out and you have costs associated with getting those units ready and moving concessions that affect cash flows in the short run or put some downward pressure on your returns. But there's always customers. There's always demand, and you're always going to get through it in the long run. And so that gives me a lot of confidence in any recession or any cycle.
Yeah, I've got a question that's been kind of lingering on my mind that I just want to ask you and get your response on. What are your thoughts with regards to individuals that think that maybe this is a bad time to start investing in properties? I mean, they're seeing all these, Twitter feeds or Facebook feeds or news feeds or wherever they're getting their source of information from that focuses on this concept that people just aren't paying their rent. I mean, you've gone through 10 months of this craziness. What have you seen, and how would you respond to that question?
Yeah, sure. Well, if you just watch the news headlines, that's sure what it seems like. But if you actually get down and dig deeper than that on real numbers, you'll see that most people pay their rent. And we have higher amounts of people not paying their rent than usual, certainly. But I have never seen our industry pivot and become flexible to the degree that they have this year in 2020, and how they work with and accommodate renters who are having some difficulties from struggling from the pandemic. And so there's been all kind of payment plans that are penalty free and rental assistance programs and extra flexibility there that has really done a pretty effective job of keeping people in their homes and preventing this full-on crisis from setting in. And so certainly returns have been diminished and occupancies have suffered a little bit. Delinquencies are higher than they've certainly been in the past. But it's not a bloodbath by any means.
Are you seeing that your residents are really wanting to do the right thing?
Absolutely. I mean, there's always exceptions, to the general, but by and large, people, they're reasonable. You know, our renters don't want something for nothing. They understand that rent needs to be paid, and you get the oddball who's trying to hide behind an eviction moratorium or won't talk to you, but we certainly need to get our ability to remedy that situation back and open our courts back up. But by and large, most renters if you'll communicate and try to come up with a win-win solution. They want to work. They want to do the right thing.
So what are your thoughts going forward? I mean, what do you think 2021 is going to offer us as investors with regards to assets to acquire?
You know, I suspect, and again, my area of expertise is very narrow in the multifamily apartment space, really only in Houston, Texas. That's where my focus is. So my opinion will be from that perspective. But I suspect we're going to see some continued squeezing or stress on the operations as, you know, people run out of savings and run out of options. They're going to be even more difficulty paying rent in the short term. And we have tax appraisals coming out. There's going to be some things that just make operationally a little difficult that could potentially present some good buying opportunities as a couple more distressed sellers in the first half of 2021. But I suspect, and I don't have a crystal ball by any means, but I suspect the second half of the year we'll really start to see a recovery as, you know, more and more of the population gets vaccinated and this, you know, next most recent round of stimulus gets influxed into the market. I think we're going to see ourselves kind of coming out of the tunnel in the summer, sometime second half of the year, we'll see profitability and everything kick back up, and it's going to be full speed ahead again.
That is some pretty encouraging information. I do appreciate you sharing that. And I'll tell you what, when we come back from the break, I'm going to ask John about what it's like to be El Jefe. We'll be back after this.
Lifestyles Unlimited Executive Vice President, Business Consultant, and Successful Real Estate Investor Lynn Murrow on the critical difference between those who succeed and those who fail.
Whether you have a small business, whether you are running a division of a large corporation, whether you're a CEO of a Fortune 100 company listening to us right now, or whether you work for somebody else, you have an area of responsibility and you are presented with a novel challenge by a novel virus that's going on right now. And the key to all of that is keeping your head up and looking for opportunity when what you want to do is curl up in a ball and go to sleep. And that is the critical difference between people who succeed right now and people who fail.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our business and provide for our families. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Have you ever heard the phrase, time flies when you're having fun? Well, I'm experiencing that right now because I'll tell you what, I'm getting a lot of great information from John. I know you're getting a lot of great information from John. And, you know, I looked at the clock and holy smokes, we're literally in the last segment and I've got like this laundry list of things that I wanted to get to. But let me start off here, John. We're going to do the Masters Multifamily Road Trip as a part of the expo that we plan to have at the end of April, provided, you know, we can gather in mass like we do annually. And you're going to present one of your properties on that bus tour. Give me some feedback as to what we would see if we decide to go on that bus tour and come to your property.
I've been fortunate and blessed to go on the bus tour for a few years in a row now, but the property we're going to this year, I don't think I've ever been on the bus tour before, so we're really excited to show it off. It's actually the first deal that I purchased as a syndicator back in 2012. 200 unit that has been just some phenomenal returns. You know, interesting side story, I purchased this deal and then a week later got married. And so it was a pretty hectic time, but it set the tone for our marriage and our relationship and our family. It's been awesome. Yeah, My only regret is that, you know, at the time getting married, I had no money on my own to invest in the deal. So I was more or less working for the investors this one, which I was happy to do. But after seeing how successful it's been, I sure wish I would have been able to put some of my own cash in it. But it's been phenomenal deal. You know, we've returned well over 300% of the original invested capital since 2012, and it continues to crank out 20% to 30% annual cash flow or annual returns on that initial investment each year through cash flow. So very, very excited. We just finished a little rehab there to spruce it up last year and did a refinance on the loan, and it's going to be a great story, great experience.
So if I'm on that bus tour, how much time do I get to spend walking through your property? And are you going to actually guide me?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you've never been on the bus tour before, it's like drinking from a fire hydrant all day long. You get to rapidly move through multiple case studies and apartments throughout the city, which is a really cool experience. But historically, you get about an hour or so at each property. So I'll be looking forward to spending about an hour per bus that comes by my community. And yes, I'll, you know, of course, be there personally and kind of tell them the story and guiding the tour along through the property.
I think that's really neat about what we do in our community is the fact that, you know, you don't send one of your minions out. You send yourself out. I mean, you're the figurehead. You're the guy that put the deal together. You're the guy that's operating the deal. And you're also the guy educating people like me about how I can do the exact same thing. I think that is just absolutely cool. And I want to thank you for doing that, because I know that you don't have to do that, but I want to thank you for doing that.
Well, I may not have to, but it's certainly the right thing. You know, starting out when I was, you know, kid getting started in this business, I lived and breathed off of the advice from the mentors that had gone before me. And so it's the very least I can do to do that same for others.
So let me switch gears on you now, because we're, again, running out of time, and I got to, like, take these 5 pages of paper and just set them aside. I want to focus on how real estate and your Lifestyles Unlimited experience has provided you the lifestyle that you're currently enjoying.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of a cliche thing to say. You know, the phrase, the term out there is always, you know, do what you love, you'll never work a day in your life. And I don't want to sound cliche anyway, but I genuinely do love what I do every day. And I told somebody, whenever I go on vacation, it's fun and I enjoy it, but I do look forward to coming back and getting back to my day job, if you want to call it that. You know, leading, it's so rewarding and fulfilling to lead a company that has, we have 40 some odd employees, or team, we call them team members, and my company called Veritas, and it's so rewarding and fulfilling to lead that group and provide an environment where our team members are treated well, where they're rewarded for their work, and they're given the tools and the training they need to achieve their highest potential in their career, and where they can come in and blossom in our work environment and change their lives by becoming the best they can be. And then we work with that team to provide a product that is also super fulfilling, and that it allows our renters and our apartment communities to have a clean, functional, safe place to call home and raise their families and make memories and provide that refuge for them, that where they're going to live the large majority of their lives. And you can provide a good product in that cornerstone of their life. It just leads into having a huge impact in every area of their lives. We have 1,258 families that live in our apartment communities that we're able to have this massive positive impact on and help them out. And then being the way Lifestyle sets up or has trained us to set up our companies, you know, there's a lot of flexibility in my work schedule. I have lots of time to be able to work when I want to work. And so that in itself lends itself to lots of family time, lots of time with friends. And it's very rare that I'm not present for family breakfast and family dinner. Just this morning, I was able to go with my wife as we dropped our youngest daughter off at her for her first day ever of preschool, and to be part of that moment was real special, and not missing any of those types of moments or milestones in my kids' lives, my family's life is huge, and be able to do vacations with them when we're able to is super rewarding and such a big cornerstone of my quality of life and being able to give back. And you know, this is a little bit of a minor thing, but I'm super involved with the Houston Apartment Association, our industry association, being the president this year. And I've never had any formal corporate training like everybody else in that organization. And so the opportunity, my job has so much flexibility that I'm able to take advantage of the opportunity to volunteer so much of my time at the Apartment Association and be on committees and rub shoulders with really, really smart people in our industry who are very experienced and executive level people who I would not have the opportunity to interact with if it wasn't for my involvement with the Apartment Association. So that's just another side benefit of the flexibility that real estate's providing me in my career. So to wrap that all up, so many people today don't have a purpose and don't have a why for their lives and why they do what they do. And it's a rare blessing in my life to know I'm exactly where God wants me to be, doing exactly what God wants me to do, and enjoying the peace that comes with that. You can't put a price tag on it.
Yeah, I think you just described the term stewardship to a T, to be honest with you.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think I would be remiss if I don't ask you about some of the things that you did for the residents in your apartment communities while this whole COVID thing was going on. I mean, you look at your residents not just as somebody that provides a rent check. They're a lot more to you, are they not?
Absolutely. The reason we do what we do, like we said, providing that safe, clean, functional home for them to raise their families in is super important and became exponentially important during the lockdown when everybody was stuck at home. We are home for those people. And so that was our jobs became more critical than ever to provide that product to them and help take care of their basic needs. So, providing them sources for rental assistance if they were struggling to pay rent. And even more basic than that, we partnered with a lot of nonprofits, mostly the Houston Food Bank, to provide meals and deliveries to our residents on site where they could safely acquire the food they needed for that week for them and their families. And that's just a couple examples of a variety of things that our team members did to take care of our residents and keep their spirits high during what was otherwise a relatively dark time.
Yeah, and there's a ton of Lifestyles Unlimited members that did the exact same thing, because I know y'all get together and go, how can we make this better for everybody? And, I think that environment is to be cherished. I mean, I've never been in an environment or in an organization that shares information so freely. I mean, have you?
No, absolutely not. And especially when the pandemic first hit, the emails were flying heavy among all the owners and members of Lifestyles. Hey, here's the contact of Houston Food Bank. Here's how this program that we set up for our residents. And hey, for our employees, here's an idea that we were able to use to boost morale. We did this. I mean, it was just absolutely open book information and idea sharing, which was so necessary when everybody had no idea what was going on and we had to navigate that crisis together to be able to pool of all our ideas and thoughts and be so transparent with that information was invaluable.
So I've got two goofy questions for you, and I'm just going to hit you with them, and we'll see where that goes. At what age do you believe that you achieved retirement?
So I'm going to change your question a little bit, in that I don't really believe in retirement in the conventional definition. I don't ever see myself getting to a point where I don't work anymore. I don't think that's how I have the most impact in this life, and so I'm going to alter that and say I really came to a point where I shifted my focus from making money to impacting people's lives at about my second or third apartment deal. I was able to really free me up to do that. And that's when I really started getting that next level of fulfillment and reward out of what I do for a living.
And thanks so much, John, for being on the show. And if you want to get started, go to freeworkshoplivestream.com.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.